This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world. And it reads, so they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, greetings. And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. While they were going, behold, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place. And when they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and said, tell people, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this day. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. Verse 17. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. One more time. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Our subject in worship and in doubt. Let us pray. God, our creator, sustainer, redeemer, we ask now in a special way that you speak to us, that you speak to us, each one of us, God, everyone who's listening, everyone who's a part, everyone who's joined to this worship experience. God, we pray that you would speak to us as nobody can but you. Open our ears that we may hear, our minds we may understand, our hearts that we might believe. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us, and we'll give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. Thank you for this day and this opportunity to worship you. Have your way. Have your way, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In worship or in doubt. Why do we worship in the midst of this pandemic? After listening day in and day out about how people are testing positive, and many, particularly within the African American community, are dying, how can we in good faith just truly worship God, a God who has all power, but yet allows the coronavirus to run rampant upon this nation and yea, even upon this world? It's not just affecting unbelievers, but believers as well, and yet we worship him. How can we in this most difficult and not ever experienced before time in our life worship and not doubt? Are we truly worshiping him with our whole heart, or is there some doubt? Is it okay to doubt, especially in our present situation in life? Loss of income, strained relationships in our prison, in our houses. Wanting this to be over right now, But yet it continues. Is it possible to worship without doubt? Worship, it says, the disciples saw him and they worshiped him, but some doubted. Let's look at the disciples who will soon become apostles. Out of all the Lord has done for them and with them, now after being arrested, afflicted, killed, and then getting up from the grave, something one rarely experiences unless you've been hanging around Jesus is seeing one come back from the dead. And some doubt it. In this text, in Matthew 28, 17, we find these words, and some doubt it. It's coming from the Greek word disaster. And that refers more to hesitation than to unbelief. Yeah. Perhaps, as elsewhere, something about Jesus' appearance make it hard for them to recognize him at first. Or perhaps they fear how he may respond to them. We don't really know why they would have been questioning or why they would have been hesitant, but they did know it was Jesus because the Bible does say that they worshiped him and some doubted. They may simply continue to exhibit an understandable confusion about how to behave in the presence of a supernaturally manifested, exalted, and holy being. What do you do in God's presence? What do you do when he's right there present with you, especially after what he has been through? Well, what has he been through? I'm glad you asked. They've been through a lot. But after seeing all they've been through, seeing that we want to fully worship and serve God, let's look at how we can truly worship God in the midst of our doubts. Let's look at what happened with the disciples, how they were those who had doubt, but yet end up transforming the entire culture of worship in this world. Well, getting back to this text, if it doesn't sound familiar to you, let me back up a little bit because we've done this a couple of Sundays ago. It goes back to the point that it was Jesus who came and lived on this earth, went about doing good. It was Jesus who taught the disciples and taught those around him about how we ought love, how we ought care, how we ought give. It was Jesus that was a human manifestation of what we ought to do. Jesus who walked on this earth and lived a perfect life. Who wouldn't love somebody who's living a perfect life? But we find the answer to that. Because he was challenging the very structure of the things that they were used to doing in their society. Jesus was sort of, as you might say, messing up what the church of that time was used to doing and the way they were used to doing it. But now he's changing everything about what they believe. He said it was said of old, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But I say, yeah, and he constantly told us about how we ought to love, how we ought to share, how we ought to give. And he taught his disciples that. But he taught them that, and he kept putting that in them. And yet they understood that he was the Messiah, that he was the anointed one, and at some point he was going to be in control of everything. That's what they were looking for. But yet then they find themselves in a precarious situation when Jesus himself gets arrested. He's arrested. And the power didn't come right when he got arrested. He was whipped, but the power didn't come while he was whipped. Wow, he was beat all night long. The power didn't come when he was whipped all night long. The power didn't come when he went from judgment hall to judgment hall. Wow, the power did not come out of all this abuse he's going through for you and for me, because it's by his stripes we are healed. Can you see our Lord and Savior? Even when they marched him up to Golgotha's hill, when they spat on him, can you see him when they put a crown of thorns on his head? Can you see him when they put nails in his hands and nails in his feet? Can you see Jesus while he's hanging on the cross, dying for your sins and my sins? One songwriter said, were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Oh, I believe, my brothers and sisters, we were there as he hung on the cross and died for you and for me. We were there when he gave up the ghost. We were there when he said, it is finished. And he died for you. He died for me. The blood ran from his veins. The Bible is clear. He did die for all of our sins. But the story doesn't stop there. He was placed in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there all night Friday, all day Saturday, all night Saturday. But early on Sunday morning, he got up from the grave with power. Now, we said he got up from the grave, and that's where we are now in this text. He got up from the grave. The stone was rolled away. He's up from the grave. Angel standing there telling the women, why seek you the living among the dead? He is not here, for he has risen as he said. And then we get to our text right here and see what the women did. That particular time, when the women saw that, the Bible says, so they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And on their way, they met Jesus, who said, greetings. And they came and they took hold of his feet and they worshiped him. Then he said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Seeing that we want to fully worship God, let's look at how we can truly worship God in the midst of our doubts. First, we must listen to what the Lord says. Verse 10, Jesus speaks when he appears to the women as they're leaving the tomb. Listen to what Jesus says to them and what he says to us. He says, do not be afraid. Come on, you got to tell somebody, do not be afraid. Say to somebody else, do not be afraid. Now, if you heard me clearly, just go on and type that in. Do not be afraid. We need to hear Jesus this morning. In the midst of all you're going through, in the midst of situations being as bad as they are, in the midst of hearing more bad news than good news, hear what the Lord says to those who love him. He says, do not be afraid. We must be wise, must be informed, must know what to do and how to handle situations, but do not be afraid. It's scary. Even in these dangerous times, it's scary what's going on. It's scary about the number of deaths. It's scary about how things are going. It's scary when you're listening to leadership. It's scary right now, but listen to what the Lord says to us. Do not be afraid. Yeah, just let that resemble in you. Let that just fall in your spirit right now. I will not be afraid, because if God be for me, it doesn't matter who's against you. You can be confident knowing that God loves you, God cares for you. No matter what the circumstance or situation is, you do not have to be afraid. Secondly, Jesus said, do not be afraid. But the next thing he said to them, and we need to hear this, he says, go. Well, the second point is, not only do not be afraid, but you need to go where the Lord says go. Jesus tells the women to go tell the disciples to go to Galilee. Jesus is asking the women to go to the disciples and tell them to go to Galilee. Now, most of Jesus' ministry has been exercised in Galilee. Thus, it was natural to expect that his followers would go there and that he would be ready to meet them there. He says, go, and there they will see me. What is he saying to them? What is he saying to us? He said, go to a place where the Lord has ministered to you. Go to a place and a time in your life when there was no doubt about who Jesus is in your life. Go to that place where you found joy and peace in Jesus. One song says, take me back to that place where I first received you. Take me back to that place where I first received. Think about the wonderful and awesome opportunities you have had in your relationship with Jesus Christ and Lord and Savior. When the bad times come, you still got to go to that place where you can steal away and be with Jesus. A place where you can be with the Lord and realize he has ministered you in the past. He's ministering to you right now. He'll continue to guide and protect you. Go to where he has been there with you. Go to that place, he's saying today. Go, just go. But as you notice this, please note this. As the women who were now not afraid, and they were on their way to tell the disciples to go to Galilee, as they were going, look at what happened in verse 11. While they were going, behold, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place. Now let me tell you what they told the chief priests. They told the chief priests that the stone was rolled away. They told the chief priests that Jesus was gone from the grave, that he had risen as he said. That's the story. What happened was the stone was rolled away. Two men in white explaining what happened. They can't find Jesus. And the soldiers were wide awake when all this happened. So they were on duty, on their job. But yet they could not stop him. They couldn't keep it from happening. He got up. That's the story. But look what happened. When they went and told the chief priests got with the elders and they took counsel. And they assembled. They took counsel and they got together. And then they gave sufficient money to the soldiers. They paid the soldiers off because they had to come up with a story. And they said, all right, we're giving you money. Now tell people this. Tell them that his disciples came by night and stole him away while you were asleep. But you know, that's our job. We're not supposed to fall asleep. I could lose my life for saying I was asleep. He said, no. We tell them you were asleep. All right, I might tell them I took a nap. No, tell them you were asleep. Here, you need some more? Tell them this story. Let them buy this story that you were asleep. And they came. They rolled a stone away while you were sleeping, because, you know, we could have said that they came and Peter and the boys overpowered y'all, but that would make the Roman soldiers, that would make Rome look bad. We can't tell them that they beat y'all up and took everything. Can't do that. So let's just say you were asleep. Something happened. You went to a deep sleep. But you tell them that. Is that enough? We'll give a little more. So you tell them you were asleep, and then say that the disciples stole his body. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, tell them they stole his body because they wanted to look like that he was gone. And listen to verse 14. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. In other words, we're going to tell the governor, that's exactly what happened. Yeah, we know that's what happened. Yeah, we with him. And you ought to make sure everybody else knows that's what happened. Spread this everywhere you go. So the guard spoke to those who had killed Jesus and told them he rose from the grave and was gone, and therefore knowing the truth, but wanting to not tell the people the truth, they decided to make up a lie that seemed logical, and they had the guards to lie. So if it got to the governor, he too would believe it and spread it and govern accordingly. Govern according to the lie. The governor can only act on the information he receives. And those who have ulterior motives will tell the governor what works best for them. Isn't it ironic that the folk who had plenty of money give the governor information to make him think that everything was all right enough, that things could go back to normal, because nothing out of the ordinary is happening? In other words, Jesus is not alive, so there's nothing to be concerned about. Don't pay any attention to that, governor. But listen, and want to say, don't pay any attention. Yeah, but I got to tell you today, you can't pay attention to that governor, to the fact, because the fact is, the tomb is empty. The fact is, the angel appeared. The fact is, the woman spoke to Jesus. Don't ignore the facts. Yeah, they were telling the governor, ignore the facts, and let's just go back to business as usual. Whoa, let's pause for a moment. This sounds too familiar. The fact that there are too many people still being infected and dying from the coronavirus in the state of Georgia. It's not time to go back to business as usual, especially for African American community who has been marginalized down through the years and are now disproportionately dying from coronavirus. All I have to say to you, my brothers and sisters, is brothers and sisters, stay home. Stay sheltered in. Keep washing your hands regularly for at least 20 seconds with soap. Yeah, wear a mask when you have to go out for those things that are necessary and to exercise. Wear a mask. Protect yourself and others. This is not a time for business as usual because the truth has not been told. It's time. Yes, 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 yes. We understand that there's a reason why there might be doubt toward the words of a higher governmental official. Yeah, a leader high in government who says something that supposedly makes sense. That if Lysol can kill the virus outside the body, then maybe it should make sense that it'll kill the virus inside the body. Don't believe the hype. No, no, that's not the truth. It's a dangerous lie. And if it was done sarcastically, I'm guessing everything else that he said must have been done sarcastically also. And maybe the governor of Georgia was being sarcastic when he said, let's open up Georgia. But regardless of what the governor was told, yeah, regardless of what the governor was told, we know that it's time to stay sheltered in. We know that it's time to practice good hygiene. We know that it's time to do what's right for our people. We know it's time to shelter in, to wash our hands, to wear masks, and to wait till the power comes. In this text, regardless of what the governor was told as the women were on their way to the disciples as they left the tomb, when they got to the disciples, they told the disciples what Jesus said. Yeah, they told the disciples what Jesus said. And the disciples went to Galilee, and Jesus met them at the place where he had ministered with them. Whoa, how many of us today are worshiping in the midst of our present situations and may have some doubts? How can we worship when yet there are so many things that we are not sure about? How can we worship when we don't really know how everything's going to turn out for all of our family, all of our friends, all of those who we know and love? Well, let's go back to our text and see. First, again, we must listen to what Jesus says, and he says, don't be afraid. Secondly, we must go where Jesus says to go. And then lastly, we must do what Jesus says to do. Verse 17, it says, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Verse 17, they worshiped him, but some doubted. But don't stop there. Yeah, don't stop there. We got to move on to verse 18 and 19. It says, Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, and lo, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus is speaking in verse 18. He says, all authority belongs to me. Another way of saying it, King James says, all power is given unto me. Jesus has all power. Now he has power. He died. He rose from the grave. Now he's speaking to his disciples, and he says, I have all power. Now that he has all power, so now what? And Jesus says to his disciples and to us, he says, I have all power. Now go and make disciples. Whoa, wait a minute. Jesus, you have all power. Seems like if you have all power, then you need to kind of exercise your power and get all this stuff over. He said, yeah, I'm going to do just that. He says, I'm empowering you to go and make disciples. He has all power. He doesn't empower himself or us to hold on to power and exclaim how powerful he is or how powerful we are. He has all power and lets us as his followers know that he will give us the power. Power through our relationship with him. But it's not power that will keep us from hurting or power to make sure we live a comfortable life. It is power to go and make disciples. Power over death is not power so we won't die, but it's power to let us know that we have something that lasts a whole lot longer than this physical life that we're living now. Something greater than we have ever experienced. And we are commissioned to position to reach these others in a new plateau that others can come to know him and become his disciples and have a home prepared where the saints abide, just over in the glory land. We can worship him and not doubt, because God has made a way out of no way in all of our lives. When we are not afraid, and when we go where the Lord says go, and when we do what the Lord says do, the Bible is clear. He will be with us. Listen to verse 18 and 19 again. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Now, what do you want us to do, Lord? Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. He says, and behold, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age, to the end of the world. There's something about trusting God enough to be obedient to his word. He will be with you in the midst of all you're going through. Just obey his word. Go where he tells you to go. Do what he tells you to do. Live like he wants you to live. Talk like he wants you to talk. Walk like he wants you to walk. Give like he wants you to give. Forgive like he wants you to forgive. Love like he wants you to love. Do what the Lord said do. You don't have to walk around with your head down, but you can hold your head high and say, for God I live and for God I die, because he is worthy to be praised. He's kept me all this time. He'll keep me all the way to the end and even beyond that. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish. That's you and me, my brother. That's you and me, my sister. Should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, we got to thank you, because he did die. He did get up. He did ascend into heaven, and he's coming back again. We have the power to transform our homes. We have the power to transform our communities. We have the power to do what the Lord says do, and give him all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. I just got to tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead and tell the Lord, thank you. Because he brought us not just a mighty long way, because he brought us all the way. And we're not going to fear. We are going to go, and we are going to do what the Lord says do. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. You are the potter. We are the clay. Mold us and make us after your will. While we're waiting
yielded and still. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah, go ahead and tell the Lord, thank you. Go ahead and tell the Lord, thank you. Let the Lord know we're going to worship him. We don't doubt him, but we worship him. Because he brought us out. He brought us through. He's made a way. Yes, Lord.
Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, Givelify. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.